Mental health awareness and suicide prevention, these are public health concerns that people need to really pay attention to.
Erie County Mental Health Commissioner Michael Ranney says no one should be ashamed about mental health conditions. But sadly, only 40% of individuals seek treatment.
If you think you or a loved one are struggling with a mental health condition, you can speak to your primary care provider, and that may be a good place to start.
From prevention to intervention programs, Crisis Services works to reach those in need of assistance. They're always staffed 24/7. Executive Director Jessica Pirro says Crisis Services also works directly with many local law enforcement agencies, training officers and responding to mental health emergencies with the Crisis Intervention Team program.
The approach to take, this is not the same as responding to a criminal call. There's a need to take a step back and have a little more empathy in how you're approaching that. And this training provides extensive support and education around that.
When you interact with people and you are showing the empathy, it goes a long way.
NFTA officer Dave Zarbo works with Crisis Services assisting in the training program.
A lot of people, they need community outreach, such as services that Crisis Services brings, instead of jail. Jail isn't the answer for a lot of people. Sometimes it is, unfortunately, but a lot of times we try and divert if we can.
So far, 516 members of law enforcement have been trained.
From patrol officers to dispatch, 911 dispatch, to our sheriff's deputies in the holding center, as well as peace officers at some of the campuses, as well as our local SPCA.
Crisis Services also oversees two other projects, the Police Mental Health Coordination Project, where discussions are held improving response in the community for those with mental illness, along with the Rape Advisory Committee. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.